SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Qatari and Egyptian mediators say Hamas agreed to release 13 Israelis and 7 foreigners today in exchange for 39 Palestinians. That comes after Hamas had earlier delayed the release by several hours. President Biden, in the meantime, says several of the freed hostages have been children.
All of these hostages have been through a terrible ordeal, and this is the beginning of a long journey of healing for them. The teddy bears waiting to greet those children at the hospital are a stark reminder of the trauma these children have been through, and at such a very young age.
A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone in the Indian Ocean. An American defense official says the drone exploded, causing some damage to the ship. No one, though, was hurt. Also, at SRNNews.com, President Biden's lone Democrat challenger will not be seeking re-election to the House next year.
Dean Phillips says it's time to pass the torch after 3 terms in Congress. The announcement by the 54-year-old Minnesota congressman, whose term will end in January 2025, brought a swift reaction from the Republican Party of Minnesota, which said it looks forward to winning back control of his seat in the House. Phillips praised Mr. Biden, but said the Democrats need someone younger to win against former President Trump in the election next fall. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A growing number of states working to keep food out of landfills. Globally, about a third of food is wasted, but in the United States, it's more like 40%. California and a few other states passing laws requiring food waste to be composted, while others require supermarkets and other businesses to redirect food to pantries where it can be distributed. This is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student is awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Marriott Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia Democrat, whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed she performs on a pornographic website, says she is a victim. Susanna Gibson, who performs with her husband, claims the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. One official says voters probably felt Gibson's actions made her unqualified. This is SRN News. Yet another outbreak of bird flu at a major Ohio egg-producing farm, putting quite a dent in the industry, but it's not expected to lead to a spike in egg prices. Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 1.3 million chickens are being slaughtered at an egg farm in Union County, Ohio. It's to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu detected last week. Recently, sizable bird flu outbreaks have been found on farms in Minnesota, Maryland, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Georgia, and California. But they are much smaller than outbreaks last year that resulted in some 58 million chickens being destroyed, raising the prices on chicken and eggs. So far this year, just a fraction of that number have had to be slaughtered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com.